So, the Wizard of Oz. I believe this is as sacred a story as we have. In the way that Bible stories used to be a common language and common experience for everybody, we have movies. And we have the Wizard of Oz. The stories we love and never get tired of are the stories about us. They resonate. We recognize ourselves. And The Wizard of Oz is a story older than any of us in this room. It was first written in 1900 by Frank Baum. MGM made the movie in 1939. That was a banner year for movies. Gone with the Wind, Wuthering Heights, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington with Jimmy Stewart, and Young Mr. Lincoln with Henry Fonda. But The Wizard of Oz became the American tradition. In 1956, they started showing it on television every November. 45 million people tuned in, mostly in black and white. Pictures exist of Eisenhower watching it in the White House on that special night. Watching The Wizard of Oz was a ritual of my childhood. Yours too? I waited eagerly to see it. I knew the songs by heart. I knew where the commercials came. I never got tired of it. It went to video in 1980. Now kids can watch it every day. A century ago, the Oz books were wildly popular. Frank Baum wrote 14 of them. Dorothy went back to Oz many times. And children would wait for the new Oz book to be under the Christmas tree, like we've seen them line up for the latest Harry Potter book. I never read the book until last month. And in my humble opinion, this is one of those rare occasions where the movie is better than the book. It's the movie version we know. It's the 75-year-old movie that we love. Not just the Technicolor. People all over the world can sing, "Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead." And how many times do you hear someone say, "We're not in Kansas anymore"? Or, "Follow the Yellow Brick Road." Or, "Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain." Newer plays have expanded the story and the characters. The Wiz, Wicked. There have been comic books, figurines, t-shirts. There are Oz festivals, like Star Trek conventions. And some of the Oz cast members still come, including Munchkins, who are now 80, 90 years old. This story, of course, is a classic hero's journey. And they all begin with a call to something greater. Dorothy is a bored farm girl in Kansas. She's a little neglected and disconnected. She's outgrowing her little girl clothes, just as she is outgrowing her black and white surroundings and the people in her life. We call that feeling divine restlessness. There has to be more to life than this, somewhere over the rainbow. That feeling may be uncomfortable, but it is God tapping on your heart, saying there is more, calling you to something greater. You remember Emily Cady in Lessons in Truth said, desire in your heart means it's already available to you. Our deepest desires guide us to our purpose on earth, what we came to do. But sometimes it takes a twister to turn our lives upside down and force us into our good in living color. The Wizard of Oz is so rich with symbolism and characters that we can interpret metaphysically. Metaphysical means beyond the physical or the literal. It's symbolism, not for what you're seeing, but for what's in your consciousness. So let's start with Toto, the little dog played by Terry the Terrier, who was in a number of movies. Toto is, of course, the Latin for everything, total. Toto appears to be in danger from the beginning of this movie. Mrs. Gulch lives near Dorothy's farm, and Toto chases her cat. Mrs. Gulch hates Toto, and she's decided to do something about him. So in this first scene, Dorothy is betrayed by all the adults in her life. And we see how important Toto is to her. It's as if part of herself is being threatened or ripped away. And it is. We'll talk about that. But watch this, 3 minutes.
Dorothy, well, what has Dorothy done?
What's she done? I'm all but lame from the bite on my leg.
Me, she bit you?
No, her dog.
Oh, she bit her dog, eh?
No. That dog's a menace to the community. I'm taking him to the sheriff and make sure he's destroyed.
Destroyed? Toto? Oh, you can't. You mustn't. Annie M., Uncle Henry, you won't let her, will you?
Of course we won't. Will we, Em?
Please, Aunt Em. Toto didn't mean to. He didn't know he was doing anything wrong. I'm the one that ought to be punished. I let him go in her garden. You can send me to bed without supper.
If you don't hand over that dog, I'll bring the damn suit that'll take your whole farm. There's a law protecting folks against dogs that bite. How would it be if she keeps him tied up? He's really gentle. With gentle people, that is.
Well,
that's for the sheriff to decide. Here's his order allowing me to take him. Unless you want to go against the law. And we can't go against the law, Dorothy. I'm afraid poor Toto will have to go.
Now you're seeing reason. Here's what I'm taking him in. So he can't attack me again.
Oh, no, no, I won't let you take him. You go away. Oh, I'll bite you myself.
Dorothy.
You wicked old witch. Uncle Henry, Annie M., don't let him take Toto. Oh, don't let him take him,
no,
please.
Let me have
stop him. Her.
Put him in the basket, Henry.
Oh,
the idea.
Oh, Uncle Henry. Oh, Toto.
Elmira Gulch, just because you own half the county doesn't mean you have the power to run the rest of us. For 23 years, I've been dying to tell you what I thought of you. And now, well, being a Christian woman, I can't say it.
She runs away with Toto, but has second thoughts and arrives back home just as the tornado hits. She can't make it into the cellar. She's trapped in the house and she's knocked unconscious. The house flies up into the tornado and lands with a thump in Oz. It was all because of Toto. Toto plays that pivotal role throughout the movie. He loves her unconditionally, and Toto's the one who pulls Dorothy out of her comfort zone. He leads her where she needs to go and reveals to her what she needs to see, even when she doesn't want to. Toto is an adventurous, fearless little guy. Later on, he barks at the lion and reveals him as a coward. He escapes the witch's castle and brings back help. It's Toto who pulls back the curtain on the wizard and exposes him as a fraud. A humbug. And at the end, Toto jumps out of the hot air balloon so Dorothy can't fly away. She's forced to get home by herself. And that's when she realizes she had the power all along. Toto is the soul, the attraction magnet that draws to us experiences we need but might not choose for ourselves. You know, when unexpected things happen to us, sometimes we say, oh, well, it must have been a soul choice. I made that decision at a deeper level than I'm conscious of. That soul or higher self is at work in us. Like Toto, it stays right there with us, whatever happens. It can summon help when we need it. It's an expert in the law of attraction. It fetches people, money, ideas as we need them. Your inner Toto knows what to do and when to do it. Do you know this part of yourself? It might seem to attract things you don't want at first or lead you into circumstances you would not have chosen. Sometimes you're annoyed because it twists up your plans. But do you regret it in the long run? Does Dorothy regret going to Oz? Of course not. It pulls us into experiences not to be missed. Experiences so important they define who we become. The soul provides whatever we need along the way if we allow it. So no wonder Dorothy protects Toto so fiercely through the whole movie. He's only interested in her growth, and he accompanies her into uncharted territory. So together, they open the farmhouse door and look out into the beautiful land of Oz. Dorothy first meets Glinda, the good witch of the north. And Glinda asks Dorothy, "Are you a good witch or a bad witch?" Which might sound silly, but it's a profound question. Good witch or bad witch? Choose this day whom ye will serve. That's the Old Testament. Jesus also hated lukewarm. He wanted passion. He said, "Let your words be yes, yes, or no, no. Choose, decide. Good witch, bad witch." Creating our lives is all about choices, not just choosing actions, but even thoughts, deciding who we have come here to be. Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Well, Dorothy doesn't yet recognize her own powers of creation, so she plays small. She says, "I'm not a witch at all. I'm Dorothy Gale from Kansas." The wonderful part of any hero's journey is the recognition that you are so much more than you thought. That's the spiritual journey, too. You are divine. So the Munchkins come out to meet Dorothy. They greet her warmly, not just because they're friendly, but because her house fell on the Wicked Witch of the East who had tormented them. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The Munchkins represent our childhood tribe, the group that gets us started in life. And if they do the job well, we feel thoroughly loved and supported, and then they send us off to seek our own way, to find our own fortune, follow the yellow brick road. They let us go even when they can see in advance there's going to be trouble. So in the movie, the Munchkins sing and sing and sing. So let's watch the end of that scene, because this 5 minutes previews the whole journey.
You said she was dead.
That was her sister, the Wicked Witch of the East. This is the Wicked Witch of the West. She's worse than the other one was.
Who killed my sister? Who killed the Witch of the East? Was it you?
No. No, it was an accident. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
Well, my little pretty, I can cause accidents too.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
The slippers? Yes. The slippers. Ruby slippers, what have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll...
It's too late. There they are, and there they'll stay.
Give me back my slippers. I'm the only one that knows how to use them. They're no use to you. Give them back to me. Give them back.
Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful, or she wouldn't want them so badly.
You stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone before somebody drops a house on you too.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
It's all right. You can get up. She's gone. It's all right. You can all get up. What a smell of sulfur. I'm afraid you've made rather a bad enemy of the Wicked Witch of the West. The sooner you get out of Oz altogether, the safer you'll sleep, my dear.
Oh, I'd give anything to get out of Oz altogether. But which is the way back to Kansas? I can't go the way I came.
No, that's true. The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Wizard of Oz? Is he good or is he wicked?
Oh, very good, but very mysterious. He lives in the Emerald City, and that's a long journey from here. Did you bring your broomstick with you?
No, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, then, you'll have to walk. The Munchkins will see you safely to the border of Munchkinland. And remember, never let those ruby slippers off your feet for a moment, or you will be at the mercy of the Wicked Witch of the West.
But how do I start for Emerald City?
It's always best to start at the beginning, and all you do is follow the yellow brick road.
But what happens if I...
Just follow the yellow brick road.
Come and go so quickly here. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow, 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 follow.
You'll find he is a wizard, a wizard, if ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
So off she goes on her spiritual path to see what she finds in the Land of Oz. It will grow her up. I used to think Glinda was sickeningly sweet. But she has power of her own. Did you hear what she said when the Wicked Witch of the West threatened her? She giggled and said, "Rubbish, you have no power here. Be gone." That is what we in Unity call a denial. Denials and affirmations. You don't deny the reality that's in front of you. Glinda acknowledges the Wicked Witch, but she denies her power. That's how denials work. We deny the power of anything unwanted. It's not violent resistance. It's not doing battle. It's just shooing away whatever shows up to thwart us on our journey. Sickness, fear, lack. Be gone. You have no power here. And what do we make of those ruby slippers? Have you ever seen them? They're at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. Keep tight inside of them. Their magic must be very powerful. Feet represent... our divine power of understanding. It means to stand under. And the ruby slippers represent our principles, the spiritual laws that enfold our lives. So we keep tight inside of them and learn how to use them to understand our own powers. We'll see at the end of the movie how Dorothy overcomes her limited thinking. She believed she needed a physical way to get home. She finally learns it can be accomplished through the power of thought, and that is a spiritual principle. When we understand our power, we become co-creators with God, and miracles become a regular part of our lives. Learning how to work with creation may be the whole point of our being here in this strange and colorful land. But Dorothy hasn't learned that yet. She's just skipped off down the yellow brick road with all the love and support of the Munchkins behind her, with guidance from Glinda and Toto at her side. She doesn't know the power she carries. She's only begun her journey back home. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. And we'll continue the story next week. So in meditation, we relax, go within. You might want to close your eyes. And feel around for what's in your heart. Are you feeling any divine restlessness? If not, if you're content, maybe you are home for now. But if you're longing for something else, somewhere over the rainbow, that is God speaking to you. It may be uncomfortable. It's supposed to be. It spurs you to greater heights. It challenges you to be more. Your soul is drawing to you now everything you need for your next journey in this life. It starts with a single step, then another, then another. Follow your heart, your bliss, your desire. What excites you most today? Do that. What are you looking forward to this week? Do that. Your desires are your guidance. And if your restless heart does not know yet which way to step, just wait. All is being arranged for you. The universe is conspiring in your favor. Take a moment now to open yourself to receive. Shoo away any resistance or fear. It has no power over you. Your power is within. Your power is divine energy flowing through you, expressing as you. You direct it in your world. You can use it to transport yourself wherever you wish to be, to a state of love and awareness and home. The journey always returns you home. And so it is. Amen.